I'm Bill Thompson with Ion Books. Has feminism failed American women? Well, while it has certainly given women much more economic and social power, it has not been so helpful in meeting women's need for love, says philosopher and social critic Bell Hooks. Her book Communion, The Female Search for Love, seeks to help women find their way to emotional satisfaction.
The heart of this book is saying that women think more about love than men in our nation. Not that they love better or more, but they think more about it and they have more conversations about it. And in the end, maybe are more skilled in the art of loving because it's considered a female concern.
Because our society has trained men to think in terms of, well, let's see, what do I need to get ahead at work today? I have to accumulate some more power. I don't have time to think about love. I'll let the women think about that.
Or a major theme of this book is that throughout history, we've had a sense of the heroic quest. And the heroic quest has always centered around slaughter, slaying the dragons, going to war. And one of the lines that I say, that I feel describes this book, Communion, The Female Search for Love, is the statement, "The communion in love our souls seek is the most heroic and divine quest any human can make." Because part of what I'm trying to say in this book is that we really have to strive for love, not in the sense of romantic love, but in the sense of the kind of love that Martin Luther King talked about as a revolution of values. And I feel that women who have learned how to love, since women continue to do most of the primary caregiving in our society, have a lot to teach us all about the nature of love, particularly women in midlife. This book focuses a lot on the wisdom that comes in midlife, along with the fun.
Well, it strikes me that some bookstore clerks in their haste may slap this book right next to all the John Gray, the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, thinking it's just another relationships book, but it goes far beyond that.
Well, except I'd be so honored because I'm so critical of John Gray because I think that books like that have done so much to set us back in terms of bringing men closer to their own hearts and closer to their own ability to love. It's so interesting. 2 weeks ago, I did a group of, first I did a group of young women, 40 young women, ages 20 to 30, or more like 18 to 30. And then I did the same group with men. And in the women's group, people really spoke from their heart about, you know, we started off with a young woman saying that her parents had died before the age of 10, and that what she wanted to remember about love, and we were discussing communion, the female search for love, was that she had been loved, and that gift of love would be eternal for her, that she could remember her parents giving her that core love. And unfortunately, in our group with men, most of the discussion was about fathers not giving love, men not expressing love, not using the word love. And I felt like this was the kind of gender divide that our society has constructed. I don't think it's natural. I think if you look at any parental situation where a small male child is loved, he responds exactly in the same way as a loved female child. It's that moment of socialization where boys begin to learn, this is not your right. But even in this book, I begin by talking about how girls are made to feel that a lack of self-love, because the primary thesis of Communion, the Female Search for Love, is that the first quest is for that foundation in self-love that then allows you to go out and extend yourself to a romantic partner, to friends, to community, to nation, and have a core of healthy love that keeps you from falling into all the heartache and unnecessary suffering that many of us have known chasing after, not love, but our desires to get a man or to just get any kind of partner. So that I think is the heart of this book, is that it's talking about the women who have come in midlife to understand the true meaning of love and how joyous and blessed our lives are. And I talk about single women. And, you know, Bill, I think sometimes that I try to imagine what would our culture be like if instead of people asking if you're single or married, they would ask, are you loving or do you have love in your life? Because I think that's a crucial thing, because people that have been married for, you know, 50 years who don't have love in their lives are no more, you know, elevated in their spirit than someone who's living alone who doesn't have love in their life.
Are we just now, you think, beginning to realize what the feminist movement of the 60s helped do in terms of pushing the boundaries of what it means to age and to love?
Well, I think positively, feminism pushed the boundary so that we would think differently about aging. Mm-hmm. But I feel really strongly and right about it that feminism set us back in encouraging women to be like patriarchal men, because in that sense, feminism didn't advance the cause of love. You might argue that as a revolutionary feminist, which is something I see myself as, part of what I'm trying to redress in Communion, the female search for love, is the idea that women shouldn't seek love, we should seek power. And I'm saying that, you know, a woman who does not know love can never really know freedom. And that's really an advancing insight over the kind of feminism that was so popularized that made it seem like women should be just as hard, just as ruthless, just as competitive as patriarchal men.
Communion by Bell Hooks is published by William Morrow. With Eye on Books, I'm Bill Thompson.